3 years ago, Veronica Brooks realized that many people were mystified by the charter school application process.
There were a lot of groups who felt like the process was really non-transparent.
So she helped organize Apply Yourself, a boot camp for people who want to start charter schools. This year, about 30 people came to the training. They sat through workshops on forming a board and crafting a mission statement. Brooks noticed something different about this year's group.
When we first did Apply Yourself, it was mostly folks from New Orleans who were interested in opening charter schools. And this year, the overwhelming majority of people are from outside of New Orleans.
Brooks sees two main reasons for the shift.
I think that the market in New Orleans is fairly saturated, and for a long time in the state, I think people associated charter schools with just a post-Hurricane Katrina phenomenon. It doesn't have to just be a New Orleans thing, and I think people are really realizing that.
Dr. Claudette Aubert is one of those people. She's a retired teacher, and she wants to open the first charter school in St. James Parish.
In our parish, we still have elementary schools with a D. We have low scores. A lot of the younger people are leaving the areas because they're not satisfied with the school system. So now we're actually losing people.
Aubert hopes a new school will keep families in the parish, but she says she's faced some resistance.
Now, we've been fought, to be honest with you. Matter of fact, we had to recently educate even the board about charter schools, because they were saying that we're going to close schools. We've done a lot of community awareness meetings. We've placed articles in the newspapers. Now people are seeing we're not closing any schools. We're going to add. We have a plan.
Lisa Prophet Rao wants to start the first charter school in Tangipahoa Parish. Like Aubert, she has a connection to the local school system as a parent.
I had a daughter going into kindergarten, and I just remember feeling despair in the opportunities for her education future in our local school system, and called the mayor and some community leaders, and we put together a board, and we've been at this for 4 years.
4 years because she's been turned down by the local school board twice. Now she's applying directly to the state. Prophet Rao says despite the setbacks, she's noticed changes in the application process.
The Tangipahoa Parish School Board, the first time we went to them, they didn't even open the application. I mean, they just denied us without even considering. And this time, they spent some time considering. So I think that we're seeing some changes with how people are understanding what a charter school is.
Those changes are drawing attention from outside the state. Alexine Wright lives and works as an educational consultant in Mississippi, but she wants to start her own charter school here in Louisiana.
Right now, Mississippi really has not taken the steps to fully implement and create charter schools. And when I saw that Louisiana has a number of charter schools already developed, I said, well, why not bring my expertise to Louisiana, get started here, and try to expand across, the United States.
Last year, 35 groups applied to start schools in 19 parishes. As the charter school model takes hold across Louisiana, Brooks expects that number to grow. For WWNO, I'm Mallory Falk.